Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning, saints. Good morning, sinners. Good morning, children of God. Welcome to the Avon United Methodist Church, and we do hope that you will make this your home and will be a part of our fellowship always here. A couple of announcements before we begin. First of all, on Tuesday mornings, I am here in the office. And then on Fridays, Reverend Mary Martin is here for the Bible study. And we do hope that you will join her on Friday mornings if you are available. She is an individual who uses the lectionary, and that is something that I use. So if you are here on Friday, you are actually looking at the scripture lesson for Sunday, which is also beneficial. Another announcement, because it has come to my attention, and that is with regard to hugs. Now, many individuals realize and know that I am a hugger, but also I have to realize that there are individuals in this world who are uncomfortable with being hugged. So we have to respect those individuals who are not as comfortable in being hugged. Therefore, if you would like a hug from me, then open your arms. Yeah, Mary, your arms are always open. And if not, you know, just extend your hand to me, okay? And actually today, I'm going to sit down for your time of centering, which I forgot to do last week, and our poor individual who lights the candles was just forlorn because I didn't do that. And probably Mark was too, but he didn't say anything to me. So it's yours, Mark. Let us join together in our call to worship. Wonderful is the God of Christ, who gathers the poor of the earth.
Praise is our God, who waits for
Wonderful is the God of Christ, who gives inheritance to the meek.
Glorious is our God, who satisfies the hunger of the just.
Wonderful is the God of Christ, who gives mercy to the merciful.
Glorious is our God, who gives vision to the pure in heart.
Wonderful is the God of Christ, who adopts the peacemakers.
Glorious is our God, who lifts high the persecuted.
Wonderful is the God of Christ, who finds the lost.
Glorious is our God, who awakens the dead.
Let us join together in the singing, "This is the day of new beginnings."
This morning, and if you'll join me in the psalm response. Blessed are those who do not walk in the counsel of the wicked, stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of scoffers. But their delight is in the law of the Lord. They are like trees planted by streams of water that yield their fruit in season. And their leaves do not wither.
In all that they do, they prosper.
The wicked are not so, but are like chaff which the wind drives away.
Therefore the wicked will not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous.
For the Lord knows the way of the righteous,
but the way of the wicked will perish.
The word of God.
Kingdom of God. Blessed are they.
The gospel reading today is from the 6th chapter of Luke, beginning with the 17th verse. Then he came down with them and stood on a level place. And a large number of his disciples had gathered along with a vast multitude from all over Judea, from Jerusalem, and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon. They came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and those who suffered from unclean spirits were cured. The whole crowd was trying to touch him, because power was coming out from him and healing them all. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God belongs to you. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. And blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you and insult you and reject you as evil on of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and jump for joy, because your reward is great in heaven. For their ancestors did the things to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your comfort already. Woe to you who are well satisfied with food now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will mourn and weep. And woe to you when all people speak well of you, for their ancestors did the same things to the false prophets." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Do you really trust God? Really, really trust God? Last week, we heard about Jesus getting into the boat and preaching to the crowds, and then all of a sudden told Simon to go back out. Now, remember, he had fished all night long. He was tired, and yet he took his nets and he went back out. He trusted in God. Then Jesus told him to cast out his nets. "What are you doing to me?" We did this already. Cast the nets out. Pulled in all of those fish. So much so that he had to call others and have them come too so that they could take part in this lottery. They get back to shore. Jesus says, "Follow me." And they follow. Why? Because they trusted. They trusted in him. Think about it. After winning the lottery, after putting it into the IRA, they just went and left everything behind. How many of you would do the same? Some of us have pensions. Some of us have IRAs. Some of us have money in the bank. Would we give it all up and just follow Jesus? I think not. I wouldn't. If I'm truthful with myself, I would not. But here these disciples did. Why? Because they were interested in knowing more about this man. They trusted. The Gospel of Matthew and Luke both have the Beatitudes. The difference are, one is given in the Sermon on the Mount. That is Matthew. In today's lesson, we have the Beatitudes which are given. If we look closely at the scripture, we see that he came down from a place where he was teaching and preaching and healing and doing all sorts of things. But also, when we look at that, and then we forget, though, that it also says in there that he was praying. One of the things that we continue to see Jesus do is pray, especially after performing a miracle or preaching to other individuals and teaching them. He goes off to pray and to be with God, to be rejuvenated, I believe, to be more in contact with God. And then he comes down from that hillside, and he begins to preach and to share again. And in Matthew, on the mountain, he gives them many beatitudes, spiritual beatitudes, gifts. We find in Luke, though, who is a far different writer, we find in him, he gives only four basic social injustices that he sees. Think about it. Jesus was not just a spiritual individual, but also one individual who was a part of society and wanted change. And the only way to see that that change was going to happen was to make sure individuals understand what was happening around them. We, as individuals today, see total injustices around us. Blessed are the poor, blessed are the hungry. In the Bible study on Friday, we talked about what we do in reaction to that. What do we do as Christians today with regard to those individuals who are poor, those individuals who are hungry? We give, right? We give food to the pantry. We give money to shelters. Sometimes we even volunteer. But think about it. When we give to the pantry, how many of us go into the store and put all of the money that we would do for our own selves in that cart? Or, and I'm guilty of this, do we go shopping and we get the stuff that we need and then we, oh yes, well this month they need canned fruit and they need tuna fish and they need cereal. So I'll get a couple cans of this and I'll get a couple cans of this and a couple boxes of this. We give oftentimes not as Jesus tells us to give, but we give on our own accord. And we're all guilty of it. It's interesting. At Christmas and at Thanksgiving, not as much as Easter, at the shelter, we used to have an overabundance of food and of volunteers. And I would get a phone call and saying, you know, it's usually the week before Thanksgiving, I would like to volunteer for Thanksgiving Day. I said, well, I'm sorry, I have enough volunteers. But wait a minute, I want to give of my time on Thanksgiving. I said, well, I have enough volunteers. How about you come the day after Thanksgiving or next week? You know, I have openings that for volunteers. Oh, no. I'm too busy to do that. Christmas time, the same thing happened. We give on our accord, not when possibly the gift is needed. Again and again and again. One of the things that I remember most about this congregation is that one Sunday in November during Advent, I stood up in the pulpit and I asked this congregation to join Linda and I and Michael and Scott on Christmas Day to give up one of their hours to go up to the nursing home. So I set a time, I think it was like 2:00 in the afternoon. I said, if you would like to join me, fine. If you don't and can't, that's fine also. Then the UMW continued throughout the month to make things to take and gifts they wrapped that we could take to the nursing home. And I figured, oh, well, Linda and I and maybe one other family might join us. Several families took that time out of their day to come with us. And I can remember, even to this day, 40 years later, I still remember a little girl coming with her family with her doll in hand. She had her doll in hand, and she went up to one of the elderly women in her wheelchair, and she said, see my dolly I got today. And the woman took the doll in her hands and cradled it like an infant. And a bond was created. And the elderly woman with dementia handed it back to her and said, here, take care of your baby. We need to continue to realize how blessed we are. Jesus tells us that those individuals who are most infirmed, those individuals who are most in need, are individuals who are blessed. And that we individuals who have our richness now, who have the wealth, who have the money, who have the time and energy, it is up to us to realize that we need to rectify the social injustices of this world. We need to be like Jesus Christ, who loved individuals no matter what, no matter who they are, no matter what they look like, no matter how they smell, no matter how infirm. It is up to us to correct the social injustices of this world because of our spirituality and our oneness with God. Blessed are we here and now, but how blessed will we be in eternity if we do not fight for injustices. I was at Mount Fuji one time, which is a place on a mountain between New York State and New Jersey, not the real Mount Fuji. This is a restaurant. Very nice restaurant, in fact. So I was there with some friends who actually came from Rochester to come and visit me. And I said, oh, let's go to this place. It is wonderful. So we're sitting there, and I'm one of those individuals, I admit, who listens to your conversation. If you're in a restaurant with me, even if you're 3-4 tables over, I might be listening to you. That's me. So I'm hearing this conversation about 3 tables over. They're talking about individuals who are homeless, degrading them, who were of low income, individuals who did not look like them, people on welfare. And I could feel my blood pressure continuing to rise as an individual who was working with homeless people in a shelter. And I'm sitting there and I'm listening. And my friend John, who was sitting across the table, and he says, Marvin, don't. And I said, I think I've had it. So I went over, and there was 2 steps up. So I sat on the step next to them, and I said, excuse me, how much does an individual, brown welfare, how much does a single individual get per month? I don't know. I said, they get exactly $140. I said, have you ever been to a shelter and given of your time and energy and communicated with individuals who are homeless, who you are degrading about being homeless? And these 2 couples said no. I said, here's my card. I take volunteers at my shelter. Come. Well, they were very quiet after that. But I'm sure that they will remember next time they started talking about individuals on welfare. We need to make sure that individuals understand the whole ramifications of what's going on in our world. We, who are followers of Christ, must realize that we must share God's love with all people. We are His children. I would like to share with you, because I find that oftentimes the Beatitudes are kind of complex because of the yin and yang of them all. So if we go back to 380 AD, St. Gregory of Nyssus, who was in Cappadocia, shared this with regard to Beatitudes. The Beatitudes is a possession of all things held to be good, from which nothing is absent that a good desire may want. Perhaps the meaning of the Beatitudes may become clearer to us if we compare it to its opposite. Now, the opposite of the Beatitudes is misery. Misery means being afflicted unwillingly with painful suffering. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for when our spirits seem empty, the Holy Spirit becomes our spirit. Blessed are those who mourn, for even when we have no joy, the joy of finding the tomb empty becomes our joy. Blessed are the meek, for even when we have no courage, the courage of facing the cross becomes our courage. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for when there is no justice, the justice we uphold becomes our own justice. Blessed are the merciful, for when the world is full of suffering, the mercy we show others becomes the mercy shown to us. Blessed are the pure in heart and the peacemakers, for even in death, the incarnation of God becomes their transcendence. The mortality of Christ becomes their immortality. The humanity of spirit becomes their divinity. Those words from Harrison Adams. We are children of God, and we are blessed in so many ways. Let us continue to share that blessing with others. Let us pray. Lord God, watch over us and care for us. When you challenge us, let us be up to that challenge. Help us. Help us be courageous as your son and his followers were. Amen. May you, who are strong, go into the world with gentleness. May you, who are confident by nature, walk now with humility. Get on with life, knowing that you are the sisters and the brothers of Jesus. The love of Christ Jesus redeem you from all evil. The friendship of the Spirit keep you in perfect peace. Amen.
This has been Trusting in the Reality of God with Pastor Marvin Krieger from February 17, 2019. While not a Lazarus story, Marvin's message shares some of the same dynamics with trust issues we might have with God. Would you give up everything to follow Jesus as the disciples did? We tend to give of our own accord, but must sacrifice more, being especially proactive in issues of social justice as part of sharing Jesus' love with others.
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.